This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're in on the show on KMOX. Of course, Chris Ronji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you. Cardinals baseball coming your way in just a little bit. We got some other stuff we got to get through first, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlie and I used to talk about the car chases in St. Louis City and St. Louis County a lot and the pursuit policies or lack of pursuit policies. Well, at least 7 people in St. Louis City and County were killed by suspects speeding away from the police this year. 5 were from the same family in a crash that happened in early May. So in Ferguson, yesterday afternoon, they had neighbors come together for a Stop the Chase movement to bring awareness to police pursuits that are happening. And I guess some pursuit rules, according to this movement, are not being followed. You're having these high-speed chases for various offenses that are putting members of the community at risk. And that then poses the question when it comes to police pursuits, where is that line where you have to let the suspect get away or you have to pursue the suspect because he or she is an imminent threat to the community and it's worth the risk of the police chase?
And it's certainly worth, I think, going over exactly what those things are and defining them. Okay, you pull somebody over who's got an expired license plate and that guy takes off. You probably let that guy go find him later, right? Find out where the license plate was registered. Go find that house. Go find him later and do what you have to do. 27%, or at least it's estimated that 27% of all of the deaths that happen on a yearly basis from police chases, 27%, over a quarter, are people who are not involved at all. So you're talking about bystanders, people who are in other vehicles, motorcycles, cars, whatever, maybe people who are just walking down the street. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to chase after somebody if they're not an imminent threat to somebody else. And I think I know it's difficult work to sit down and say, okay, this thing is the kind of thing that we're going to chase after somebody, but if they've done this, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and let them go. I know it's messy work and it's tedious, but it's probably something they really need to address.
What I find fascinating about it all is, again, it's just, as you mentioned, Ron, it's the need. But I also, I mean, I'm also concerned for the officers themselves. Like, how many of them are killed and injured in car accidents based on, I mean, they're at every bit the amount of risk that anybody else is. I mean, maybe even more so because they're following somebody very closely, trying to catch up and taking risks to do that. And it, you know, I've read a bunch about this over the years because it's always fascinated me because we love car chases on TV. Like when there's a car chase, it started with the whole OJ thing and Al Cowling, and you know it became a cottage industry, especially in California.
It's good visuals.
Oh yeah,
it's exciting.
You got the helicopter above and all that stuff. Is it worth it?
Well,
for the vast majority of offenses. Now, if you're chasing somebody that committed armed robbery, you're chasing somebody that murdered somebody, a violent person, I think it's reasonable to assume they might continue to be violent. All right. I mean, we have a different type of story there. And I don't want to get into second guessing because that's not the point. It's about looking at it in advance and saying what's safest for the officers, what makes sense based on what the person was pulled over for or what the person is being or what the attempt to pull them over is, because sometimes they don't stop. They just keep on going. And while we all love them on TV, and you sit there and you stare, it's like, what's this guy going to do next? What's he going to do? Oh, he's going on the off ramp. He's going the wrong way. Oh, no. Like, that stuff is just, it's not. I don't know why. I think it says there's something wrong with us, first of all, that we love that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
But secondly, like, it just seems like an easy thing to say, if it's a nonviolent offender, let it go.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real. When you're watching on television, it feels like a TV show. Like, this person is running from the cops. Oh, they've abandoned the vehicle and now they're on foot. That is entertaining to watch that. But then if you stop and think, okay, this is actually really dangerous and somebody could get hurt, it kind of changes, it changes things. At least for me, it does. And I think for all of us in this room, it's the same thing. Now, here's where I think it gets dicier. If we're talking about somebody who is just committed a murder, or they've done something actually violent and they're on the run, I think we're all in agreement. You got to go get that person because they might be on the way to do it to somebody else. They might be done, but they might not. And you can't take that risk.
If they're not on the way, it's still something they could be prone to the next day or a week later or whatever.
But what if it's somebody who hasn't hurt anybody yet and they are driving 85 miles an hour down Olive and they're running red lights or they're blowing through stop signs. Mm. And it makes me think of, our friend Andy Candy over at Crown Candy. Mm-hmm. He is every day almost on his Instagram account taking the security footage of, there's an intersection right there where Crown Candy is. And there are always cars, not just running through the stop sign, not rolling through, but barreling through that intersection without stopping, sometimes going around cars who are at the stop sign waiting their turn to go. And these cars are just like 50, 60 miles an hour.
So all of downtown's like that too, because that's literally happening on Tucker every day.
Right. So, but here's my video evidence of it, or here's Andy's video evidence of it. I feel like those might be the kind of people that we also want to stop too. So I know you're creating an inherent danger by chasing after somebody, but aren't those the kind that we should also be chasing down? Shouldn't we be chasing down people who are blowing through red lights because they are a danger to other people just by the way they are driving?
Yeah, I mean, I always said if I don't come into work one day, it's because I'm dead on skinker, and it's really morbid to say that, but running into Forest Park every day, you know, there's a series of stoplights heading north down the hill on Skinker, maybe three or four in a row that you can see. And the red lights mean nothing, at least in the morning. They don't mean anything. People just go one red light, two red light, three. They blow right through it. I did want to add, regarding police pursuit policies, Maria Kina has been on top of this story and been following the city and the county NAACP. They're in the process of meeting with police chiefs from both departments, along with the Justice Departments, to study the current policies, pursuit policies, and what they can do to change it. So I know Maria Kina will continue to have more information on that. But when there is that sense of lawlessness that's happening when people are blowing through stoplights and blowing through red lights, it just feels dangerous. With carjackings, right? If your car is stolen, the police aren't going after that car. I guess it depends on if it's an armed carjacking. Is there a kid in the car? Is there an imminent threat?
Well, the kid in the car could argue for not chasing.
I don't know.
Leads to an accident.
You can't let him get away. I think the chance of an accident is probably something that you want to risk versus
I understand it, but I think that's why this is difficult, right? It sounds like a simple thing. Go after the violent offenders like we were talking about earlier. But there are people that are dangerous that haven't murdered someone, that aren't coming from assaulting their wife or abusing a kid or whatever. They're not already doing that. But the act of driving the way that they are could make them in danger. I mean, we got to figure about what, you know, some of them are drunk drivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just back off that person.
Well, that's a person who is a danger.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. You have to.
Is there even what would qualify as not being dangerous then?
Well, that's where the difficulty comes in, because you people will say, well, where do you draw the line? Like, I don't know. Figure it out. Sit down in a room, come up with all of the circumstances that could or could not be violent or a danger to other people, and then write them down, and then you put them in law. And this way, we have it defined. Okay, if this person has an expired driver's license or doesn't have a driver's license and then takes off, are we going to chase that person down? The answer is no. But if that person, to me...
At least not in a pursuit chase. I think,
not in a pursuit.
I think
you
it
go
has
get them
be,
later.
Yes, there has
go get
to be
later.
Conjunction that it's not if I get away, there are no consequences.
Right.
It can't be that.
There have to be something later that you have to go find this person.
Yeah.
All right, we got Cardinals baseball coming up in about 45 minutes. You're listening to the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're in on the show on KMOX. Of course, Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you. Cardinals baseball coming your way in just a little bit. We got some other stuff we got to get through first, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlie and I used to talk about the car chases in St. Louis City and St. Louis County a lot and the pursuit policies or lack of pursuit policies. Well, at least 7 people in St. Louis City and County were killed by suspects speeding away from the police this year. 5 were from the same family in a crash that happened in early May. So in Ferguson, yesterday afternoon, they had neighbors come together for a Stop the Chase movement to bring awareness to police pursuits that are happening. And I guess some pursuit rules, according to this movement, are not being followed. You're having these high-speed chases for various offenses that are putting members of the community at risk. And that then poses the question when it comes to police pursuits, where is that line where you have to let the suspect get away or you have to pursue the suspect because he or she is an imminent threat to the community and it's worth the risk of the police chase?
And it's certainly worth, I think, going over exactly what those things are and defining them. Okay, you pull somebody over who's got an expired license plate and that guy takes off. You probably let that guy go find him later, right? Find out where the license plate was registered. Go find that house. Go find him later and do what you have to do. 27%, or at least it's estimated that 27% of all of the deaths that happen on a yearly basis from police chases, 27%, over a quarter, are people who are not involved at all. So you're talking about bystanders, people who are in other vehicles, motorcycles, cars, whatever, maybe people who are just walking down the street. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to chase after somebody if they're not an imminent threat to somebody else. And I think I know it's difficult work to sit down and say, okay, this thing is the kind of thing that we're going to chase after somebody, but if they've done this, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and let them go. I know it's messy work and it's tedious, but it's probably something they really need to address.
What I find fascinating about it all is, again, it's just, as you mentioned, Ron, it's the need. But I also, I mean, I'm also concerned for the officers themselves. Like, how many of them are killed and injured in car accidents based on? I mean, they're at every bit the amount of risk that anybody else is. I mean, maybe even more so because they're following somebody very closely, trying to catch up and taking risks to do that. And it, you know, I've read a bunch about this over the years because it's always fascinated me because we love car chases on TV. Like when there's a car chase, it started with the whole OJ thing and Al Cowling, and you know it became a cottage industry, especially in California.
It's good visuals.
Oh yeah,
it's exciting.
LA, you
it's
got
scandal.
The helicopter above and all that stuff. Is it worth it? For the vast majority of offenses. Now, if you're chasing somebody that committed armed robbery, you're chasing somebody that murdered somebody, a violent person. I think it's reasonable to assume they might continue to be violent. All right. I mean, we have a different type of story there. And I don't want to get into second guessing because that's not the point. It's about looking at it in advance and saying what's safest for the officers, what makes sense based on what the person was pulled over for or what the person is being or what the attempt to pull them over is, because sometimes they don't stop. They just keep on going. And while we all love them on TV and you sit there and you stare, it's like, what's this guy going to do next? What's he going to do? Oh, he's going on the off ramp. He's going the wrong way. Oh, no. Like that stuff is just it's not. I don't know. I think it says there's something wrong with us. First of all, that we love that kind of thing.
Of course.
But secondly, like it just seems like an easy thing to say if it's a nonviolent offender, let it go.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real when you're watching on television. It feels like a TV show. Like this person is running from the cops. Oh, they've abandoned the vehicle and now they're on foot. That is entertaining to watch that. But then if you stop and think, okay, this is actually really dangerous and somebody could get hurt, it kind of changes, it changes things. At least for me, it does. And I think for all of us in this room, it's the same thing. Now, here's where I think it gets dicier. If we're talking about somebody who is just committed a murder or they've done something actually violent and they're on the run, I think we're all in agreement. You got to go get that person because they might be on the way to do it to somebody else. They might be done, but they might not. And
or
you can't
or
take
if
that
not,
risk.
If they're not on the way, it's still something they could be prone to the next day or a week later or whatever.
But what if it's somebody who hasn't hurt anybody yet and they are driving 85 miles an hour down Olive and they're running red lights or they're blowing through stop signs. Mm. And it makes me think of, our friend Andy Candy over at Crown Candy. Mm-hmm. He is every day almost on his Instagram account taking the security footage of there's an intersection right there where Crown Candy is. And there are always cars, not just running through the stop sign, not rolling through, but barreling through that intersection without stopping, sometimes going around cars who are at the stop sign waiting their turn to go. And these cars are just like 50, 60 miles an hour.
So all of downtown's like that too, because that's literally happening on Tucker every day.
Right. So, but here's my video evidence of it, or here's Andy's video evidence of it. I feel like those might be the kind of people that we also want to stop to. So I know you're creating an inherent danger by chasing after somebody, but aren't those the kind that we should also be chasing down? Shouldn't we be chasing down people who are blowing through red lights because they are a danger to other people just by the way they are driving?
Yeah, I mean, I always said if I don't come into work one day, it's because I'm dead on skinker, and it's really morbid to say that, but running into Forest Park every day, you know, there's a series of stoplights heading north down the hill on Skinker, maybe three or four in a row that you can see. And the red lights mean nothing, at least in the morning. They don't mean anything. People just go one red light, two red light, three. They blow right through it. I did want to add, regarding police pursuit policies, Maria Kina has been on top of this story and been following the city and the county NAACP. They're in the process of meeting with police chiefs from both departments, along with the Justice Departments, to study the current policies, pursuit policies, and what they can do to change it. So I know Maria Aquino will continue to have more information on that. But when there is that sense of lawlessness that's happening when people are blowing through stoplights and blowing through red lights. It just feels dangerous. Or, with carjackings, right? If your car is stolen, the police aren't going after that car. I guess it depends on if it's an armed carjacking. Is there a kid in the car? Is there an imminent threat?
Well, the kid in the car could argue for not chasing.
I don't know.
Leads to an accident.
You can't let him get away. A chance of an accident is probably something that you want to risk versus
I understand it, but I think that's why this is difficult, right? It sounds like a simple thing. Go after the violent offenders like we were talking about earlier, but there are people that are dangerous that haven't murdered someone that aren't coming from assaulting their wife or you know, abusing a kid or whatever. They're not already doing that, but the act of driving the way that they are could make them in danger. I mean, we got to figure about some of them are drunk drivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just back off that person.
Well, that's a person who is a danger.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to.
Is there even what would qualify as not being dangerous then?
Well, that's where the difficulty comes in, because you people will say, well, where do you draw the line? Like, I don't know. Figure it out. Sit down in a room, come up with all of the circumstances that could or could not be violent or a danger to other people, and then write them down, and then you put them in law. And this way, we have it defined. Okay, if this person has an expired driver's license or doesn't have a driver's license and then takes off, are we going to chase that person down? The answer is no. But if that person, to me...
At least not in a pursuit chase.
You go get them later.
Conjunction that it's not if I get away, there are no consequences.
Right.
It can't be that.
There have to be something later that you have to go find this person.
Yeah.
All right. We got Cardinals baseball coming up in about 45 minutes. You're listening to the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.